Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Morning, everyone. It's Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. On the internet, sheffieldlive.org, the show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm Sam Agnew, broadcasting as usual this morning with James Fagan. We've got lots and lots of great music for you over the next 2 hours. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages. In addition, the show also has its own Facebook page. We'll leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, over the next 2 hours, lots and lots of great music for you. With an emphasis for me on things I'm looking forward to at Celtic Connections the next year. But lots and lots of stuff. So keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Paintings down. They wouldn't read your writing and they banned you from the town. But they couldn't stop you dreaming and the victory you've won. While you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Your weary smile, it proudly hides the chain marks on your hands as you bravely strived to realize the rights of every man. And though your body's bent and low, a victory you've won. Why you sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. Well, I don't know your religion, but one day I heard you pray for a world where everyone can work and children can play. And though you never got your share of the fruits that you have won, you sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons. Well, they taunted you in Belfast and they tortured you in Spain, and in that Warsaw ghetto where they tied you up in chains, in Vietnam and in Chile when they came with tanks and guns. So there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. It's there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons. Now your music's playing and the writing's on the wall, and all the dreams you painted can be seen by one and all. And now you've got them thinking and the future's just begun. For you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons.
Live Dick Gockin there, started us off on this week's Thank Goodness It's Folk with the Tommy Sands song, Your Daughters and Your Sons. And there'll be a tribute concert to Dick Gockin at Celtic Connections on the 18th of February. Really looking forward to being there for that one. That should be a fantastic night. And there's a lot of talk about Dick Gockin at the moment for things that are happening, which is a great thing.
Absolutely, Sam, and about time, isn't it, that we saw people getting behind, artists whose careers have been affected by various aspects of the music industry, and Dick was one of them, and it's going to make a big difference to his future, and I'm extremely delighted with what's going on at the moment. A very interesting comment popped up a few days ago from Frankie Archer, who is a wonderful and very radical young interpreter of particularly music from the northeast of England, but folk generally. And Frankie was asking why there seems to be such an obsession at the moment on the folk scene with reunion and revival albums and celebrations of 30, 40, 20th anniversaries, whether it was just that she was more aware of it or whether it was a trend at the moment. And it did get me thinking, there isn't a lot of it. I think partly the answer is that we're all reaching a certain age. The folk revival, the current folk revival kicked off again in the 60s, and so a lot of those people are celebrating significant milestones of the many decades. But I agree with Frankie Archer's concern that we must also pay heed to the future of what's happening in music and also to young artists right now who are making new music. I think that's absolutely crucial. And the only last comment I would make is hopefully in 30 years somebody will say that it is the 30th anniversary of Frankie Archer's new single, The Demon Lover, and they'll be very excited about that in 2055.
Well, that's what I was just about to say, James. I think the folk scene is exciting at the moment.
Yeah.
But we mustn't forget that it was exciting then.
And will be.
And will be.
Indeed.
And so. Yeah, everything is worth celebrating.
I agree, and so is this wonderful artist. This is Frankie Archer, who most recently was up at Settle as part of the Magpie Arcs one-day Festival of Folk. If that is coming anywhere near you, be it London or again, I reckon they'll repeat it in Settle. Make sure you get along. The lineup looked fantastic. And one of the artists was Frankie Archer. Here she is with The Demon Lover.
If I forsake my carpenter, leave my man for you, what will keep me safe and fed many the long day through? I've six ships on the salt, salt sea, sailing from dry land, and 120 jolly young men will be at your command. She's lifted up her little young son, kisses she's give him three, saying, stay right there, my darling babe, and keep your dad company. A demon has my lover, it's taken her away. She's lusting for another, she's wandering astray. A demon has my lover, it's taken her away. She's lusting for another, she's wandering astray. They had not been at sea 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not three, when this poor maid began to weep, and she wept most bitterly. Oh, do you weep for your gold, he said, your houses, your land or store? Or do you weep for your house, carpenter, that you never shall see no more? I do not weep for my gold, she said, my houses, my land or store. Do weep for my wee poor babe that I never shall see no more. A demon has my lover, it's taken her away. She's lost and for another, she's wandering astray. A demon has my lover, it's taken her away. She's lost and I'm sure it was not four, when in their ship there sprang a leak, she sank to rise no more. What hills are those, my love, that are so bright and free? Those are the hills of heaven, my love, but not for you and me. What hills are those, my love, that are so dark and low? Those are the hills of hell, my love, where you and I must go.
To start roaming,
pray pay attention and listen to me, for I once loved a girl and I would have married, but I belong to the road and I had to be free. For I was a tinker, a fixing and mending, camped by a village and earning my pay, while she had a house and a father to care for. The reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way. For the times they are hard when a girl loves a rover, when really she shouldn't and knows that it's so. Each night as the sun set, to me she should wander. Each morn as it rose, to the house she would go. I knew that someday we'd be sad for the parting. Each morn I would wish, and each night I would pray. So happy together with this blue-eyed maiden, the reed cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way. When I think on the short time that we spent together, often a frown passes over my brow. She told me that someday I'd grow to forget her, but many's the time that I think of her now. I was cruel to be kind when the time came for parting, with a kiss and a smile, and I'll see you again. But just as I found her, I left her a-standing, the reed cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way. I thought it was cruel, now I see it was kindness, for she could not leave and I could not stay. But oft times I wonder if I'm still remembered by the reed cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way. By the reed cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way.
It's Coverake there, the first chance I've had to play something from their new album. That's the Reed Cutter's Daughter there from Coverake, one of my favourite albums this year, I think. Fantastic stuff, Coverake there.
Yep, and they've been on tour and hopefully selling loads of copies. And if you like what you heard, do get behind the band and get a copy of the record. You can get it either as a physical copy or you can get it on Bandcamp as well as a digital download, whatever you like. One of my favourite acts from Canada in recent years are Faris and Jason Romero. Amazing artists and artisan craftspeople as well. They have a banjo making business, and Sheffield's own Martin Simpson has a beautiful banjo that he's asked questions about every time he plays it, because it's as well as sounding great, it looks beautiful, and it's made by Jason Romero. But Faris and Jason Romero have won four Juno Awards for Best Traditional and Folk Album in their career, which is quite extraordinary. And I'm going to play you something from their 2022 release, which was called Tell 'Em You Were Gold. And this is Souvenir, the opening track. It's absolutely wonderful stuff and features Jason Romero's banjo playing.
When they ask you how you live, you can tell them it. boys I loved in the wild wood sent up their beautiful blooms, and the many dear friends of my childhood slumbered for years in their tombs. It's no wonder that I'm broken hearted, stricken with sorrow to be. We have met, we have loved, we have parted, but my flower, my companion.
Christina Alden, Alden and Alex Patterson with My Flower, My Companion and Me, and they will be they're with us tonight live at Sam's. So if you're listening to this and fancy a nice evening out with us, please come and join us, get in touch or get tickets through the Live at Sam's website.
Marvellous. Well, I was talking before about the apparent proliferation of decades-old albums being reissued and re-celebrated, and one such record is the 14th studio album by Fairport Convention, which came out in 1985, and it was called Gladys's Leap. And it's a lovely story as to why this album's called Gladys's Leap, Sam. It comes from a postwoman whose name was Gladys Hillier, who was the postwoman for Cranham near Stroud in Gloucestershire. And on her walk, she used to come to a brook, which was a tributary of the Painswick stream. And to save her a 2-mile walk, she used to jump 3 feet across this brook on her postal round. And she did this for decades. And in 1977, the Ordnance Survey Association agreed to name the spot where she used to jump across the river Gladys's Leap. And that is Fairport Convention heard about this and decided to honour her story with the name of their album. The album's significant for me in that it is Richard Thompson's first contribution to the Fairport lineup for quite a long time, and he features on the opening track, which he wrote, and it's called How Many Times.
Thank you. while people stand there gawking. How many times do you have to fall before you end up walking? They say it's a man with nothing to lose who ends up losing nothing. My head is full of scheming schemes and my tongue's tied up from talking. How many times do you have to fall before you end up walking?
Well, Sam, we're up to Child Ballad 191.
Can you believe that? I was because we haven't while I've been here, we haven't done it for a few weeks, and I was sat with my uncle last week, and he was reading what was on the show, and he was like 190. I was like, really?
Yeah. We'll be at the magic double century soon.
Wow.
Today's ballad is a fascinating one. It is 191, as I said. It is called Huey Graham or Huey the Graham. And it has been very, very widely sung over the years. There's no particular evidence to suggest that it is a true story, but it's definitely an iconic story. And let me tell you a little bit about it, Sam. Oh, and for people who have been following Matt Quinn's excellent podcast, In the Round, I'll tell you that this is Round number 84. And it has been collected in several versions. It is definitely Scottish in origin, but it's been collected a lot in English and in England as well. Several versions collected. It seems such an important ballad that Ewan McColl, who we'll hear in a moment singing it, sang two different versions of it from different collections. The version we'll hear from him was collected from a Mrs. Lyle. But before that, Sam, you and I were very, very excited months ago to talk to June Tabor, and we initially started talking to her about one of the child ballads, but we ended up having a general discussion with her about ballad singing in general because she is so fascinated by them, and she recorded an incredible record, didn't she, all full of child ballads, called An Echo of Hooves. It's a really beautiful piece of work.
She did, Dave, and... I was very delighted when I realised that it was this week's ballad was featured on it, and this was a key track on the album. This track actually won Best Traditional Track at the BBC Folk Awards at the time, And yes, a very fantastic version of this song.
Well, let's hear June sing it, Huey Graham, or Huey the Graham, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the ballad, and then we'll hear the great Ewan McColl. But first, this beautiful version, as Sam said, a very significant track from June Tabor's An Echo of Hooves with Huey Graham.
Lords are to the mountains gone, a hunting of the fallow deer. They have gripped Huey Graham for stealing of the bishop's mare. They have bound him hand and foot, led him up through Carlisle town. All the lads along the way cried, Huey Graham, you shall hang. Lose my right arm free, he says, put my broadsword in my hand. There's none in Carlisle town this day dare tell the tale to Huey Graham. Spoke the good White Ford as he sat by the bishop's knee. 500 white stots I'll give you if you give Huey Graham to me. Hold your tongue, my noble lord, and if you're pleading, let it be. Although 10 Grahams were in his coat, Huey Graham this day shall die. Spoke the fair White Ford as she sat by the bishop's knee. 500 white pence I'll give you if you let Huey Graham go free. Hold your tongue, my lady fair, and if you're weeping, let it be. Although 10 Grahams were in his coat, it's for my honour he must die. Led him to the hanging hill and led him to the gallows tree. There the colour left his cheek, nor ever did he blink his eye. Then he's looked him round about, all for to see what he could see. Then he saw his father dear, weeping, weeping bitterly. Hold your tongue, my father dear, and if you're weeping, let it be. It sorer, sorer grieves my heart than all that they could do to me. And you may give my brother John my sword that's made of the metal clear. Bid him come at 12 of the clock and see me pay the bishop's mare. You may give my brother James my sword that's made of the metal brown. Tell him come at 4 o'clock, see his brother Hugh cut down. Remember me to Maggie, my wife, the next time you come o'er the moor. Tell her she stole the bishop's mare. Tell her she was the bishop's whore. Their blood. When next they meet the bishop's cloak, leave it short to find a hood.
Fantastic. June Tabor being June Tabor.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. How exciting. She gets so into the songs, doesn't she?
She does. And if you, I mean, if you, I'll have to look at it actually and see whether there's some film of her playing that, because she just looks, she gets so into the song and she looks angry.
Yeah. Well, she's angry on behalf of Huey Graham.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. He's the synopsis of the song is that he's caught for stealing the bishop's horse and sentenced to hang. And apparently his motive is that the bishop had seduced his wife, Maggie. And you hear at the end Huey saying what he's going to do. He sends his greetings to his father. He sends his various swords to his brothers, including one to Johnny Armstrong, and he curses his wife. Now, there is another interpretation of this song put forward by Robert Ferguson, and I think this is fascinating, which is that the ballad is actually probably a reworking of much older story relating to the efforts of the early Christian church to suppress a pagan Brythonic horse cult of which Huey the Grime is the iconic representative. Well, if you want some more research to do, folks, and you're interested in these ballads, you could go and find out a bit more about Huey the Grime. But in the meantime, let's hear one of the versions recorded by Ewan McColl, and this was with the great Bert Lloyd. And they shared a lot in common, Bert Lloyd and Ewan McColl, and they did make a classic couple of albums together of ballads. And from it, this is the version I was mentioning, which Ewan McColl collected, he learned from the collecting of a singer called Mrs. Lyle. Now, we're going to play you this, and then we're going to go straight into a band we heard just before Fairport Convention, because there's a really big link to one of the crucial albums, which is Legion Leaf, one of the most beloved albums of English folk rock. And on that album is a version of Sir Patrick Spens. And I was talking to Matt Quinn about this ballad on In the Row just last week, and he pointed people towards the Sir Patrick Spens version by Fairport Convention, led by Sandy Denny. But until I started looking at this ballad, Sam, today, Huey the Grime, I didn't realise that Fairport got their tune from Ewan McColl's version of Huey the Grime. So we're going to hear Huey the Grime sung by Ewan McColl, accompanied by Bert Lloyd, and then we're going to hear Fairport Convention singing a completely different ballad to the same tune. Sam and I find this stuff fascinating. We hope you do too.
Absolutely, we do.
The Laird o' Hume is a-hunting gain over the hills and mountains clear, and he has ta'en Sir Hugh the Grime for stealing o' the bishop's mere. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. They hae ta'en Sir Hugh the Grime and led him down through Strieveland toon. 15 of them cried out at yen, Sir Hugh the Grime, he must be doon. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. Were I to dee, says Hugh the Grime, my parents would think it a very great lack. For 15 feet in the air he jumped, with his hands bound fast behind his back. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. Then out and spake the lady black, and o' her will she was recht free. £1,000, my lord, I'll gie if you the Grime set free to me. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. Now had your tongue, ye lady black, and ye'll let all your pleading be. Though ye would gie me thousands ten, it's for my honour he would dee. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. Then out did spark our lady human die, a sorry woman was she. I'll gie ye 100 milk-white steeds, gin you'll gie Hugh the Grime to me. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. Oh, had your tongue, ye lady Hume, and ye let all your pleadings be. Though all the Grimes were in this court, he should be hanged high for me. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. He looked out his left shoe, there it was to see if it he could see. And there he saw his old feather come weeping and wailing piteously. Tamarie o' Londonderry, Tamarie o' Londonderry. Oh, had your tongue, my old feather, and ye let all your mourning be. For if they bereave me o' my life, they canna haud the heavens for me. Tia Maria, Londonderry, Tia Maria, Londonderry. You'll give my brother John the sword that's pointed with a metal clear, and bid him come at eight to the clock and see me pay the bishop's mere. Tia Maria, Londonderry, Tia Maria, Londonderry. And brother James Tuck, hear the sword that's pointed with a metal broon. Come up the morn at eight to the clock and see your brother petting doon. Tia Maria, Londonderry, Tia Maria, Londonderry. You'll tell this news to Maggie, my wife, the next time ye come out the moor. She is the cause I lose my life, for with the bishop she played the whore. Tia Maria, Londonderry, Tia Maria, Londonderry.
Thank you. I'll tell you of a nice young lass, and her name is Sally G. Well, I met her in the pub one night, it was down by the quay. I says to her, well, I know your face, but I didn't know for him aware. So I asked her whereabouts she lived, and she says, down Carlisle Square. Never mind, the lass is kind, and now she is good-hearted. And the cast in her eye makes her look shy, and I wish we never had parted. She's got a hump, and she walks with a stick, and she's always good to me. I'm fond of the lass that men can pass, the lass down on the quay. Well, every night I used to meet me Sally on the quay, and I asked her if she'd marry me, if she'd be good to me. How long it is since she washed herself, well, I really didn't know. Cause she's got a fierce like an old spice cake, it's as black as any craw. Never mind, the lass is kind, and now she is good-hearted. And the cast in her eye makes her look shy, and I wish we never had parted. She's got a hump, and she walks with a stick, and she's always good to me. I'm fond of the lass that men can pass, the lass down on the quay. She catched us walking out one night with her sister, Mary Jane. She fetched her such a clout on the lug that she never saw straight again. Then she turned on me with a look that could kill, to tell us where to go. But before I could tell her that I loved her, still she was off with another man. Never mind, the lass is kind, and now she is good-hearted. And the cast in her eye makes her look shy, and I wish we never had parted. She's got a hump, and she walks with a stick, and she's always good to me. I'm fond of the lass that men can pass, the lass down on the quay. I went headlong to the bad. Well, I pawned me watch and I pawned me chain. That was everything I had. Then next morning the landlord appeared, and he hoyed us through the doors. And I spent 6 months in Durham jail, with me clothes put into store. Never mind, the lass is kind, and now she is good-hearted. And the cast in her eye makes her look shy, and I wish we never had parted. She's got a home, and she walks with a stick, and she's always good to me. I'm fond of the lass that men can pass, the lass down on the quay. Never mind, the lass is kind, and now she is good-hearted. And the cast in her eye makes her look shy, and I wish we never had parted. She's got a home, and she walks with a stick, and she's always good to me. I'm fond of the lass that men can pass, the lass down on the quay.
Bob Fox and Stu Lucky there. That version of Sally G comes from their album 30 Years On that they put out in 2008. And very delighted to say that there'll be... the song was originally from their album Wish We Never Had Parted, which I'd love to get hold of one day. And very delighted to say that they'll be doing a few gigs this time next year. So look already and put it in your diary. It's going to be very, very special indeed.
I have. Yes. Thank you to you for the tip-off. As you know, Sam, one of my very favourite duos. Speaking of duos, there's a new one, and you can see them on November the 2nd in Sheffield at the Alder Bar. And the duo is made up of Kathy Tattersall and Jess Arrowsmith, and together they are called Tattersmith. And they are launching Kathy's new album, which features Jess as a duo, really, but it is Kathy's work. And the album is called New Laid Eggs. And Sam, we have a little bit to do with the origin of this duo and of this album, because way back at Child Ballad 111, we put out an appeal to people to see if they would be interested in resetting the difficult ballad called Crow and Pie, difficult subject matter. Well, Kathy Tattersall, a Sheffield singer, who was also a vocal student of Jess Arrowsmith at the time, took up the challenge and produced a fantastic version of Crow and Pie. And you can hear it on our Mixcloud archive. You can also hear it by looking up Tattersmith on Bandcamp and hearing Crow and Pie. Well, This inspired Kathy to write more settings and to find more obscure songs and make a whole record of them. And the album launches on November the 2nd at the Alder Bar, as I said. It's called New Laid Eggs. And it is fascinating. And the duet of Kathy Tattersall and Jess Arrowsmith works absolutely beautifully. I'll tell you a very short bit about this song because I want to play it to you. The song is we're going to hear from the album is called A Sweet Country Life and comes from when Cecil Sharp visited Mr. William Watts in Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire in 1908. He only noted two verses, so others were added by the Gloss Trad website from Broadsides. The singer is appealing to those who are choosing to migrate from the rural to urban living. In the 19th century, there was a major movement from the country to the town. I think this is absolutely wonderful stuff, and I think the whole album is worth celebrating, and I'll play some more in the second half. But for now, from Tattersall, here is A Sweet Country Life.
A sweet country life is most pleasant and charming. All for to walk abroad on a fine summer's morning. Your houses and cities and lofty fine towers, how can you compare to those sweet shady bowers? Nor do I admire your robes and fine dresses, your silks and your scarlets and other excesses. For my own country clothing is to me more endearing than your sweet pretty mantle, for 'tis my homespun weaving. No fiddle, no flute, nor hautboy or spinet can scarce be compared to the lark, north or linnet. Down as I did lie, all among the green rushes, 'twas there I did hear the charms of the blackbirds and thrushes. As Johnny the ploughboy was a-walking all alone to fetch home his cattle so early at morn, there he spied pretty Nancy all among the green bushes. She was singing much more sweetly than the blackbirds and thrushes. It was down in the meadow, neath a lofty high mountain, the sheep they did graze in the dew of the morning. Bright Phoebus did a shine, and the hills were adorning, as Molly she set a milking on a fair summer's morning. So now to conclude and to finish my ditty, come all you country lasses, that is so neat and pretty, oh, never do forsake your own country employment. No city can afford half so sweet an enjoyment.
You've been listening to the first half of Thank Goodness It's Folk. We'll be back after a short break. And this is Peter Knight and John Spires, who'll be at the Greystones on the 4th of November, and we're really looking forward to it. Get tickets through the Live at Sam's website. We'd love to see you there. And we'll see you after this short break. Thank you.
joyous soul reflects the twilight sun as subject. My body now glass, daylight slips beneath the rising blue quilt of night. The moon a peeping toe